The material you are about to listen to may not be appropriate for all ages. Parental guidance is suggested.
Yeah, we are back. I fucking love this song by Rush.
I do too.
No, working man.
You know what I love?
What?
I love this fucking Cars for Kids rock version that you guys
really
have. I have never heard that before.
Get out of here.
I'm just like, it was a hard guitar. I'm like, what? 1-877
oh, yeah.
Cars for Kids.
No, we can't
like,
have no
this?
Pussified shit on my radio
for
show.
Real.
Anyway, we're back. This is the Tom and Susie Show live, WBAD.net. We are having our annual WBAD Radio Christmas party. We're talking to all the different shows on the network. And right now on the line with us, we have Paul Preston from The Movie Guys. Paul, what's going on, brother?
Greetings, Tom and Susie. How the hell are you?
Good. What's
great
going on?
I'm introduced by the fine music of Rush.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, love Rush.
Hey, Paul, it's MC, man, from Hater Nation.
What's up?
What's up, motherfucker?
Nice. Hey, listen, Paul.
I love the haters.
Oh, everybody loves the Hater Nation.
We love you guys.
Paul, we also have on the line, we have Dave Ugly from the Ugly Nation down in South Carolina. We got Bear Man from the Bear Man Radio Show in upstate New York. We have our producer, Eddie, in the show. Susie's here. We're all here. We're having a good time, man. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your show?
Well, we are on Fridays at 1 p.m. out here on the West Coast, where I'm enjoying beautiful weather.
So
and,
are we.
We do a podcast every week that is more of a show than anything else. We call it a showcast. We basically preview everything that's coming out in the movies every week and provide all that with the general mayhem and insanity. So there's sketches, there's characters, there's rants, there's raves, there's reviews, there's previews. It's everything you can want about movies wrapped up into a comedy show. And once a week, and it's all brand new. And we are celebrating the holidays this week on our show as well. This is the holiday show playing all this week and on through the end of the year.
Hey, Paul, what's a great movie for me and Tommy to see next week?
Say again?
What's a great movie for me and Tommy to see next week?
You guys specifically will love The Wolf of Wall Street.
Really?
When that opens
really?
Up.
Really?
This is new Scorsese, so right away, you know, you should be thinking about going. Teamed with DiCaprio again, which every single time they do that, it's a winner. And this movie is damn near illegal. I mean, there is not a frame of it without some sort of sex, profanity,
wow.
or drug use.
Ooh.
Minimum violence.
Right up
minimum
our alley.
Violence for Scorsese. But other than that, just a complete orgiastic tribute to 80s and 90s super mega excess. Great film.
Wow.
We're going to see that.
We got to go check that out. Hey, how did some of the other movies do, like Grown Ups 2 and what was the other one that was out there? No, I'm just curious because you know what? Be careful what you say, man. Dante's a personal friend of the Tom and Susie show. So be careful. But it's not all about Peter Dante. But seriously, just right off the top, what did you think about Grown Ups 2 in comparison to the original Grown Ups?
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't
see it? He got real quiet.
We previewed it. You know, we preview everything. That's the thing. You know, it's tough to get screenings out here sometimes because every blog in the world wants to go see a screening, so the studios kind of clip you off.
Right.
But anyone can watch a trailer, and they come up with a ton of jokes about the movies. We do that every week, and then it's up to us what we want to go and see. And I didn't go and see Grown Ups 2. But I saw Captain Phillips twice, so that's, you know. That's
how was that movie? Because I definitely want to see
great
that.
Great movie.
Best film of the year.
Is it really?
Yeah,
we got to
Paul Greengrass doesn't make bad movies. He made United 93 and Green Zone and Bloody Sunday and the last two Bourne films.
Wow,
the guy doesn't make bad movies. It's for a movie where you know the ending. It's complete,
was,
you know,
Tom
tension
Hanks
from beginning
like
to end.
Castaway.
Hanks is brilliant, fantastic movie.
Cool, Dave. Hang on one second, Dave, because he was talking. I didn't want you to talk over him. What'd you have to say, Dave?
Oh yeah.
Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, I was saying that. The worst part of that movie was Tom Hanks cried the same way he cried in Castaway. That's the only part I didn't like. It's like he only had one cry.
Wow. Okay.
Talk about him being stranded at sea. He gets emotional. Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm excited because we have a new movie theater in the neighborhood, and we're going to go.
Brand new Regal movie theater that just opened like a couple of weeks ago, right around the corner from
and
our
they're,
house.
And they're making bars and movie theaters and stuff. Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah, I went to my first one with recliner seats, like full on. The things come up in front of you for you to kick your feet up. And luckily, it was for Bad Grandpa. Because anything like less attention keeping than that, you could nod right off. But
I
Bad
would
Grandpa
fall asleep.
Kept me
Tommy
up,
so. Would be trying to have sex.
With my wife, of course. How was Bad?
Well, naturally, right, of course.
How was Bad Grandpa? How was Bad Grandpa? Was it a good movie?
That movie works because it never makes fun of the people who they're trying to shock.
Right.
They're just getting their reaction because they happen to be around the shocking thing. And so if they made victims out of the people who didn't know they were being pranked, that would have been less fun. But it's super fun because they're just having a blast. And maybe the thing I thought was missing from the Jackass movies up till now was a plot, but the fact that it's this grandpa trying to, you know, have an adventure with his grandson after the kid's mom goes to jail. Right. This whole story I kind of get into more than just guys kicking each other in the nuts for 90 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love Paul and Karen, the movie guys, and check them out, themovieguys.net, not only for their reviews, not only for their show, but because of this very interesting thing called the To and From Movie Reviews.
What is that all about?
Not a little cheap plug to Hater Nation ourselves, but the To and From Movie Reviews are awesome. It's a video movie review of the individual, the reviewer, going into the theater with their own opinions, and then afterwards they come out of the theater with their review of the movie.
Really?
Paul, aren't those things fantastic? What are some of your favorite ones?
Well, let me see. A couple of my favorites are when MC Hader and Ollie went to see This Is the End.
Yes, which was better than Grown Up 2, by the way.
MC Hader and Ollie went to see Pacific Rim. There was some fine WBAD cross-promotion going on.
Exactly. Right on.
Keep it all in the family.
You know, I heard that you were really recently on a BTS radio show out of Kinetic Hi-Fi also.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, Brian wouldn't have me on, so who was I to say no? We talked movies, and, he may have me back again. When it's important movie times like Oscars or something, we may chat again.
You know, that's great, because Susie and I are all about cross-promoting everything. We don't believe in keeping shit to ourselves, because you can't. You can't possibly promote your own stuff without promoting somebody else. It just doesn't work.
And I agree with that.
And I'm glad that you guys are getting around.
Do something like have, the Hater Nation come in studio, but out here in LA I can't do that. So guys, go see a movie, do a To and From, tell me what you think going in, tell me what you think as soon as you come out. We'll cut the whole video together and throw it up on our site. So
that'll be fun.
Yeah, we're getting it done that
way. We'll do that. Maybe we'll do it with Captain Phillips if it's still in the movie theaters. Is it still out there?
I think I saw it was out here. Now LA, of course, we have everything, and of course everything stays out here longer because of awards season.
Right.
So you get the chance to see
it.
You
might want to do a movie that's coming
up. If you can find it, you will not be disappointed.
I can get you passes for a couple of movies. I got the connections.
Oh, cool.
Hey, Paul, by the way, Karen tell you, I'm coming into town in May.
I did hear that.
Yeah, I'm coming into town.
So
we're partying
hard.
So
we'll have you in studio.
Yes, I'm partying hard. I'm going to be right next to
you. No question.
I'll be at the Lowe's. So we're going to party hard.
Right on.
Cool.
Wow.
And by the way, speaking of cross-promotion, Paul and Karen, the movie guys, will be on the Hater Nation this Saturday to do their movie review.
Top awesome. You got to check that out. And it's going to be aired on WBAD on Wednesday between 7 and 8 o'clock.
We keep that shit tight.
Yes, sir, we do.
Like
we're
going to
talk best of the year,
great.
I believe. So we're spending this last week crunching to get some stuff in before we talk. Like, I'm finally going to see 12 Years a Slave, which is supposed to be one of the great films of the year, and American Hustle. So we're going to squeeze those in just under the wire. We'll be able to talk about them on,
this is a question,
when we're on your show.
And, Paul, this is a question I'm going to ask you on the Hater Nation. But has there ever been a poorly reviewed slave movie?
Wow.
They all seem to go, well, I think people are just nervous. They don't want to say this movie sucks.
What was the reason one with Forrest Whitaker when he was the butler, right?
That's not a slave, Tom. He was a butler.
My bad. I didn't see the movie.
No, but that was back in the era, though.
No, it wasn't. That was contemporary. He was like Kennedy's butler. That's not slave time,
we
Susie.
We didn't see the movie, Susie.
Didn't they have slaves back in Kennedy's day?
Wow, this is getting crazy.
I got to learn you guys up something good.
You know what? We had some recent Kennedy assassination shows on with the 50th anniversary. Those were pretty badass. We had a couple of guest experts on there. But
then the black guy didn't do it there either.
I
don't know.
You know, rumor has it that Lee Harvey Oswald was black.
Ain't no brothers in Dallas, Texas in 1963. Ain't no brothers. They didn't even have brothers on the Cowboys in 63.
Wait a minute. Ed Too Tall Jones. No, that was later.
You would have saw that big ass brother.
He would have been like, shit, let me get out of here before
somebody
busts a cop in my ass.
So was that a good movie, The Butler?
Yeah, how was The Butler?
It's a black man almost in servitude. Of course it was a good movie.
What were your reviews on The Butler?
Yeah, I thought it was, well put together, but real kind of ham-fisted a lot of the times, especially towards the end when, a guy came on our show. His name is Dave Rozowski, a great improviser and comic, lives out here in L.A., and he hated that movie. So if you find an old show of ours online where he ranted on it, man, he hated that movie.
Yeah.
We named the title of that show fuck that movie because he went off so hard on that film. Harder than I would have. You know, it gets schmaltzy, you know, which is kind of to the detriment of the material, you know. But overall, the performances are pretty decent. There's some bad makeup in it. I mean, it could have been, if Paul Greengrass made that movie, it would have been brilliant.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do on the Hater Nation, we're actually going to make our own slave movie. Where it's either going to be...
It's going to be a white slave?
No, it's either going to be greatly reviewed. It's going to be greatly reviewed, and then we'll have that on our resume, besides us being an IMDb, because we were in a movie just not too long ago. But cool. Or it will be seriously panned, and we will have the first negatively reviewed slave movie in the history of the world.
I'll give a negative review on it. I don't give a damn.
It'll be like Roots...
I'm no expert.
We'll do Roots 3.
No, we'll do shoot for that. Try and get the bad review. Do everything you can to get the bad review.
Oh, trust us. We're not going to try to make
cast
this good.
Cast Jaleel White. You know, like, go.
I'm going with Webster, actually. I'm going with Webster. I want Webster to be my lead slave.
Yeah, I was just schooled on the air in our show a couple weeks ago about what Birth of a Nation is. You know that film?
Yes, I do know that film well. Yes, I do know. I was a film minor. I know that film very well.
This is, of course, reviewed as one of the great films of all time.
Exactly.
And I never knew what it was about. I knew the Klan was in it. And
it's
so I heard
KKK,
all I get the Klan.
Yeah. It's a KKK movie.
I had no idea. Black people took over the country, and the Klan rescued the U.S. from the black people movie. That is one of, like, the all-time, you know, historical great films ever made.
I smell a remake.
And I was shocked. I mean, here, there you go. Even that, good reviews.
Wow.
Really?
Even that crazy plot line where the Klan comes in and saves America from black people, great reviews.
Wow.
So you have your challenge set out for you to make a movie that will not get good reviews about slavery.
We are
and
up
I
for the
see
challenge.
It.
We are up for the challenge.
Just cast Duck Dynasty in that shit.
There you go.
Birth of Duck.
Exactly.
Hey, Paul, man, listen, we appreciate your call, man, and thanks for coming on the station. And again, you can listen to the Movie Guys every Friday from, what is it, 3 to 5? Let me see my notes.
1 o'clock out here, 4 o'clock Eastern.
4 o'clock, my bad, 4 to 6 every Friday. I got it written down here. I just didn't look at it. My bad.
We're and this week, our holiday show, and I think for the next 2 weeks, back in January with new episodes.
Awesome. Okay, so everybody, this is Paul Preston from the Movie Guys. And you can catch them again every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on WBAD. Paul, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, take care, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to you and Karen, bro.